camera, Sam Gamgee.
What is it, Sam?
The box that Lady Galadriel gave me. Why didn't I think of it before? And me carrying it all the way from Lothlórien to here.
I wondered when you'd remember it, Sam.
Well, let's have a look at it.
Hang on. Here we are.
Well, open it up, Sam. Mm.
What's inside, Sam?
Oh, it's dust. Soft, fine, grey dust. And a seed. It's like a small nut with a silver shale, see? But what am I going to do with it?
Use all the wits and knowledge you have of your own, Sam. And then use the gift to help your work and better it. And use it sparingly. There is not much here, and I expect every grain has a value.
So Sam planted saplings in all the places where specially beautiful or beloved trees had been destroyed. And he put a grain of the precious dust in the soil at the root of each. And at the end, he found that he still had a little of the dust left. So he went to the three-farthing stone, which is as near the centre of the shire as no matter, and cast it in the air with a blessing. The little silver nut he planted in the party field, where the tree had once stood under which old Bilbo Baggins had made his farewell speech to the hobbits of the shire. And there, in spring, a beautiful young sapling leapt up. It had silver bark and long leaves. It was a mallorn tree, like those which grew in the golden wood east of the mountains.
Well, Sam, it must be spring in Lothlórien. The mallorn is in bloom.
Oh, yes, Mr. Frodo. Isn't it beautiful? And more so because it reminds me of the Lady Galadriel and the fair folk of Lórien.
It will be the wonder of the neighbourhood, Sam. You mark my words. People will come from far and wide to see it. The only mallorn west of the mountains and east of the sea. Sam?
Sir?
Sam, I've been thinking, why don't you move into Bag End with me? Now it's all straightened out. It's far too big a place for a hobbit on his own. And a lonely place, too, now Merry and Pippin have moved back to Buckland.
Well, it's very kind of you, Mr. Frodo. I don't know as I ought to.
Oh, there's no need to come yet if you don't want to, but... But, well, you can't go on lodging with the Cottons forever. And if you came here, you wouldn't need to worry about the gaffer because he'd be close at hand.
Well, it's not that, Mr. Frodo.
Well, what is it, Sam?
It's Rosie, Mr. Frodo.
Ah.
Well, it seems she didn't like my going abroad at all. But as I hadn't spoken, she couldn't say so. And I didn't speak because I had a job to do first. But now I have spoken, and she says, well, you've wasted a year, so why wait longer? And wasted, I said. But I wouldn't call it that. Still, I can see what she means. And, oh, Mr. Frodo, I feel torn in two.
But, my dear Sam, how easy.
Huh?
Get married as soon as you can and move in and bring Rosie with you.
Oh.
There's room enough in Bag End for as big a family as you could wish for.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Mr. Frodo. I'd like it very much.
Good. That's settled, then.
Yeah.
And so it was settled. Sam Gamgee married Rose the following spring, and they came to live in Bag End. And if Sam thought himself lucky, Frodo knew that he was more lucky, for there was not a hobbit in the Shire that was looked after with such care as Frodo Baggins. But despite all Rosie's care, Sam grew concerned at the way in which Frodo seemed still to be bothered by a shadow of old troubles.
Oh, the wound aches. And the memory of darkness is heavy upon me.
Alas, there are some wounds that cannot be wholly cured.
If your hurt grieve you still, and the memory of your burden is heavy, then you may pass into the west until all your wounds and weariness are healed.
Where shall I find rest? Where shall I find rest? Where shall I find rest?
The following March, Frodo was ill again. But with a great effort, he concealed it from Sam, who had other things on his mind.
Congratulations, Sam.
Thank you, Mr. Frodo. This puts us in a bit of a fix, I'm afraid.
Well, why is that?
Well, Rosemary settled to call him Frodo.
Oh.
But it's not him, it's her. So we don't know what to do.
Well, what's wrong with the old customs?
Huh?
Choose a flower name like Rose.
Oh, it'd have to be a beautiful flower. Because, you see, I think she's very beautiful. And is going to be beautifuler still.
Well, Sam, what about Eleanor, the sun star? You remember the little golden flower in the grass of Lothlórien?
Yes. Oh, you're right again, Mr. Frodo. That's what I wanted.
Little Eleanor was nearly 6 months old, and it was autumn, when Frodo called Sam and Rose into his study one day.
Sam?
Yes, Mr. Frodo?
Rather, I should say Rose.
Yes, Mr. Frodo.
Rose, I wondered if you could possibly spare Sam so that we might go off together.
Well, Mr. Frodo...
Of course, it won't be a long journey. I know Sam can't be away for a long time now.
Well, not very easily, Mr. Frodo.
No, of course not. But never mind. You can see me on my way, and I won't keep Sam away for more than, a fortnight, Rose.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Frodo. Sam's looked after you all this time. Of course he'll go with you.
Oh, thank you, Rose. Well, I wish I could go all the way to Rivendell with you, Mr. Frodo, but the only place I really want to be in is here. I'm that torn in two.
Oh, poor Sam. It will feel like that, I'm afraid, but you will be healed. You were meant to be solid and whole. And you will be.
Oh, that's Eleanor wanting a supper. If you'll excuse me, Mr. Frodo.
Of course, Rose. Oh, and thank you. Now, Sam, these are the keys to Bag End, and these are all my papers and writings.
What's that big red book, Mr. Frodo?
Well, here, see for yourself.
The Downfall of the Lord of the Rings... Mm-hmm. And the Return of the King, as seen by the little people, being the memoirs of Bilbo and Frodo of the Shire, supplemented by the accounts of their friends and the learning of the wise. Why, you've nearly finished it, Mr. Frodo. Well, you've kept at it, I must say.
I've not quite finished, Sam. Chapter 80 is still to be completed, and there will still be some blank leaves left. The last pages are for you.
On September the 21st, they set out together. It was a fair golden morning, and Sam did not ask where he was going. He thought he could guess.
Oh, bless me! But if that isn't the very tree we hid behind when the Black Rider first showed up, Mr. Frodo.
Yes.
Oh, you shan't forget this road, Nari.
Bilbo often used to say there was only one road. Still round the corner, there may wait a new road or a secret gate. And though I oft have passed them by, a day will come at last when I shall take the hidden paths that run west of the moon, east of the sun.
Oh, Mr. Frodo. It's the Lady Galadriel.
Elbereth, we still remember, we who dwell in this fair land beneath the trees,
the starlight on the western seas.
When the leaves are gold before they fall, look for Bilbo in the woods of the Shire. I shall be with him.
Oh, my, Mr. Frodo.
There rode Elrond and Galadriel. Elrond wore a mantle of grey and had a star upon his forehead, and a silver harp was in his hand, and upon his finger was a ring of gold with a great blue stone. Vilya, the mightiest of the three elven rings. Galadriel sat on a white palfrey and was robed all in shimmering white like clouds about the moon, and on her finger was Nenya, the ring wrought of mithril that bore a single white stone flickering like a frosty star. Riding slowly behind, on a small grey pony, and seeming to nod in his sleep, was Bilbo.
Well met, ring-bearer, Frodo, son of Drogo. Greetings, Samwise Gamgee.
Well, Master Samwise, I hear and see that you have used my gift well. The Shire shall now be more than ever blessed and beloved.
We greet you, fair people, and our own dear Bilbo.
Hello, Frodo. Well, I've passed the old Took's age today, so that's settled.
Yes.
Now I think I'm quite ready to go on another journey. You coming?
Yes, I am coming, Bilbo. The ring bearers should go together.
Where are you going, Master?
Beyond the Sundering Seas, Sam.
Where? Well, I can't come.
No, Sam. Not yet, anyway. Not further than the Grey Havens. Though you too were a ring bearer, if only for a little while. Your time may come. Don't be too sad, Sam. You cannot always be torn in two. You will have to be one and whole for many years. Oh, you have so much to enjoy and to be and to do. Come now, ride with me.
As they rode, it seemed to Frodo that he wandered long in a dream of music that turned into running water, and then suddenly into a voice.